long tradition of exciting play-by-play continues on Glory 97. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got another top local matchup on KTCM and online at centralmoinfo.com. We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for high school football on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com.
Tonight, South Shelby visits for the Panthers homecoming. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us tonight. South Shelby has lost four straight. Centralia coming in off a loss to Mexico last week. Centralia now sitting at 3-3 on the season, 3-2 in the Clarence County Conference. South Shelby comes in 1-5 overall, 0-4 in conference play. But both teams still trying to make a bid to host a first-round district game. And South Shelby will get some points tonight, playing up a couple of classes. Centralia looking for a win if they can get it in. Certainly keeping that race. We'll talk about the district races a little bit later on. But we're going to take a short break. First, we'll have our pregame interviews with South Shelby head coach Rob Wilt, then Centralia head coach Jim Newstead. You're listening to High School Football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Glenn Wallace lives at Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. We asked Glenn what type of relationship exists between the staff, management, and residents.
Everybody gets along. Management, staff, residents, it's all interconnected. We've had several new residents come in the last 2 or 3 months, and they've all been nice. I've got to know some of them pretty well just in that short time.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an option two assisted living facility, and it's also the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students, and know the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Say goodbye, tangles, hello, new do when you go to Tangle Salon in Centralia. Tangle Salon is a full-service salon offering a variety of hairstyles, cuts, colors, highlights, waxing, manis, pennies, and more. Let Lori, Natalie, Katie, Brooke, and Stephanie take care of you from head to toe. Tangle Salon is open 7 days a week, and walk-ins are welcome. Whether you just need to get the tangles out or you want a whole new look, go to Tangle Salon in Centralia or call 573-682-9509. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
Lost to Monroe City last week. A lot of teams say that, but it looks like your offense has finally got things turned around after struggling for the past few weeks.
Yeah, I thought we did some good things offensively. I thought we were better up front, and, you know, Brock Wood was explosive for us on offense as usual, but we also got some big contributions from Daniel Burke and you know, the working guy Timbrook in there as kind of a lead blocker, but he also runs the ball well between the guards. So I like where our offense is going. You know, I just thought we played harder last week, and it showed.
Did you see anything different besides playing harder, that something execution-wise that allowed your offense to have a little bit more success?
Well, I think execution was better as well. You know, this is kind of a new offense for us this year, so each week we should be getting better at it, and I see we're getting a little more comfortable with the scheme, the reads. Brock did a lot better job this week of reading on his, you know, zone plays and his OGs, we call them, and things of that nature. So, you know, I just think we're getting better with the scheme. But what I really like is what we played a more physical brand.
How's that translate to defense for you?
Yeah, you know, defensively, we were struggling a little bit with our D-line. We were trying to read blocks, and, you know, now we're just kind of letting them pin their ears back and be more of a gap type of defense. And with our size, I think that's the good thing. And you know, we're being a lot more aggressive, you know, sending people. So we kind of sold out on the run last week. We knew that the passing game might hurt us, but overall I thought we did a nice job.
And even despite the four losses in a row, you're still looking in pretty solid shape in the district because of the tough schedule you play.
Right, yeah. And, you know, every week in our conference we're playing a bigger school, so you get extra points for playing up. And this week we're playing Centralia, which is actually a Class 3 team, so you'll get a few more points for that. And you know, hopefully we can be competitive and, you know, who knows, come out with a win. That would really help the district. But we know we got to play good against a very good Centralia football team.
How do you think you match up with the Panthers?
Well, you know, obviously they got more depth. There's no doubt about that. We're kind of thin in that area. But, you know, I do like, you know, I don't think Centralia is maybe as big up front as they've been in the past. They're quick, especially on the D-line. You know, they've got some quicker kids up there. So hopefully we can match up with them and not be overwhelmed by their size.
Is there one thing that really has to go your way for you to pull out the win tonight?
Well, you know, we're not to that level where we can make mistakes. You know, last week against Monroe City, we turned the ball over three times in the red zone, and, you know, you can't do that against good teams, and we can't do that. We can't hurt ourselves. We got to stay on track. On offense, we can't be, you know, having penalties or big losses. You got to keep those third and manageable type of downs, and we definitely can't turn the ball over. We got to protect it, and if we can do that, I think it'll be a good game.
How are your guys handling having a few guys missing because of injuries and some other ailments?
Yeah, we have a couple of guys that are still, you know, Mason Shuler's still coming back from a couple of weeks ago with Clark County over the neck thing, but he's healthy and should be getting ready to go pretty soon. You know, we had one of those unfortunate events where we had Wyatt Jackson get stung by a bee and had a bad allergic reaction, and now I don't think he'll be eligible tonight. So we're still fighting some injuries. I don't think we've ever been going under a week where we're truly healthy, and hopefully we can do that soon.
Anything else you want Cardinals fans to know before I let you go?
No, I think the brand of the brand of our football is our kids are playing hard, and I think they've seen that last week, and we just want to continue that. And if you come out and support us, we'll try to do that for you.
Rob Wild, head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals, has been our guest. We'll be back with more in a moment here on Glory 97.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs, with home-style cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their Facebook page, CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
When you feel a chill in the air, you can bet the cold and flu viruses are coming with it. Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia is your wellness center, providing the correct prescriptions and recommending the best over-the-counter product to help you feel better. This is Janet Richter-Kessing. Personal service is our priority. That's why we deliver prescriptions in Centralia, Sturgeon, and Hallsville, and open at 7 a.m. so you can pick up prescriptions or fill one. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RX-safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. ViewKincaidPharmacy.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joining us now is Centralia Panthers head coach Jim Newstead. Coach, coming off a tough loss to a very good Mexico squad last week. Tell our listeners who didn't follow that game a little bit about what happened.
Well, we came out of the game, guns afire, and we scored right away and had some stops and had a chance to move the ball the second series and do an interception for a touchdown. That kind of negated things. So we got kind of in a battle back and forth, and right before halftime we had a chance to score and did not score. I think that gave them a lot of momentum going the second half, and we kind of lacked momentum going the second half of that situation. We kind of put it to the second half, and we had a hard time moving the ball, and we had a hard time stopping then, and ended up coming up with the win, the 35-14.
It sounds like that second half, despite the kind of lopsided score, you had opportunities, a play here or play there, you would have been right in that game.
Yeah, we had some drop balls. We had some key drop balls on third down, and we had a couple turnovers here that we can capitalize on. We got in that situation where we were down by a couple touchdowns. We had to throw, so they started bringing more people on the block, and they kind of got to us there.
Well, if things play out the right way in the district, you may get a chance to face them again down the road.
Yeah, we're looking. We are probably thinking that's going to happen right off the bat. That's kind of our mindset. That's what we talked about as a coaching staff after the game, that we will definitely probably see each other again in district. So we are working on ways to rectify what happened first game, and we're looking forward to that game if it happens.
Your thoughts about the South Shelby Cardinals coming into tonight's game?
Well, South Shelby's got a player by the name of Brock Wood. I think everyone knows about him. Everyone knows he's getting the ball. And everyone knows they have to stop him, but he still almost has 800 yards rushing this year. So if everyone's keen on him and knowing he's getting the ball, he's still producing. So he's a big threat, and we've been working on him all week. We had to bring one of our old coaches out of retirement to play quarterback this week, Zane Jacobus from Western. He put him at quarterback so he could kind of imitate Brock Wood for us.
How good of an imitation did he do?
Well, he did all right. I think he's over slightly sore today, but he did all right. The kids kind of got fired up about it, so that was going to fire up and go against the coach and so forth. So hopefully gave us good luck, and hopefully we'll be able to continue Mr. Wood tonight.
Do you have to change much with your scheme defensively to counter a player like Wood, or do you just try to execute better and focus on what he's going to do?
Well, between the tackles, you got to stay the same because they can flick the ball to the running back, so. What we have to do is on pass stuff, kind of spy and make sure he has to check off running. And we have to be signed on the outside and contained because we know that he's going to try to bounce outside a bunch on us.
Offensively, what do you try to do against the Cardinals defense?
Well, they got a pretty tough defense. You know, I watched them play against Monroe last week, and they had a really good game against Monroe, and they were tough to run between the tackles. So we're going to try to get the ball outside a little bit, find our shots between the tackles, and we're going to have to throw the ball.
One thing not terribly surprising to folks is you have a larger roster to work with than South Shelby. You may have some fresher bodies in the third and fourth quarter. Do you expect that to be a big factor?
We're hoping our depth will kind of help us in the end, and we won't be as tired. He's kind of got small numbers, but the numbers he has are good. We have a rotation where we have about four or five D linemen that can rotate, and we have about four or five offensive linemen. So we're trying to hope for that in the trenches we'll be a little bit fresher than they are at the end of the game.
What's the one key stat? What's the one thing that has to go your way tonight for you to pull out the win?
Well, one the biggest stat, like I said, our biggest games that we've lost, we've had some major turnovers. We can't have interceptions for touchdowns. We can't have fumbles. We have to play pretty sound on offense, not making a mistake.
All right. Anything else you'd like Panthers fans to know before I let you go?
No, it's homecoming tonight. Come out and join us. And it's going to be a big trial. We've got to join Friday before the game, so it'll be a good time.
Are you one of the coaches who likes homecoming week, or are you one that seems to find it to be a little bit of a distraction sometimes?
No, it can go both ways, but, you know, sometimes you need a small distraction. You know, after what we finished last week, a couple small distractions is good so we get our mind on the traditions of homecoming, getting ready to play South Shelby.
Jim Newstead, head coach of Centralia, has been our guest. Thank you for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show next here on Glory 97.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reason Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reese and Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located at Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Reese and Nichols Realtor, Economy Metals, Fenton Funeral Chapel, CoStar Catering, Citim Electric, the Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seed, The Stewart House, LLC, Tangle Salon, Angel and Company Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, all of Centralia, Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, the Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, and Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina. Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Luddington Trucking of Brookfield. Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. It's Centralia and South Shelby tonight. Homecoming for the Panthers here on Glory 97. The captains are out for the coin toss right now. We'll have the results of that momentarily. We're just a couple of moments away from kickoff between these two longtime conference rivals. Centralia in the black uniforms tonight with the white numerals, the white logo on the helmet, the black pants. South Shelby in the white uniforms tonight with the red pants and the red helmets. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. And we're just a second away or so from the coin toss. Centralia will be on the near sideline tonight. South Shelby away from us. It is a warm night here in Centralia, warm and muggy. I'll give you the details here in a moment. And we'll get the signal from the official. The cheerleaders throwing giveaways. Looks like t-shirts out into the crowd here. And it looks like Centralia has won the toss. And they have elected to receive. They will defend the end zone to our left. We will be back in 30 seconds with tonight's kickoff. It's the Panthers and the Cardinals coming up next on Glory 97, KTCM Madison and CentralMoInfo.com.
O'Loughlin Incorporated with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Loughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Loughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Loughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Let's get the game rolling with this kickoff, sponsored by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us tonight. 81 degrees here in Centralia. Relative humidity 65%. Wind out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour. Feels like 85 degrees. Barometric pressure at 29.9 inches. Back deep to receive for the Panthers. It is Luke Hunter. And the kick is away. A short kick will bounce about the 30-yard line. Will be picked up by one of the up men for the Panthers. Cutting to the near side and nowhere to go on that return for Centralia. It was Jake Friedel. And that is where Centralia will set up first and 10. Ball be spotted at the 30-yard line. Panthers will have Quentin Foster, Trey Brown, Caden Van Skyke, Wesley Reddington, and Christian Barry Gerhardt up front. Split ends are Nathan Green and Guy Moran. The wide receivers, Nick Wheaton and Gus Stidham in the slots. The running back, Jared Holloman. And the quarterback is John Durant. In motion is Stidham on first down. And he'll take the pitch, gets to the left side. And he's upended after about a yard gain. Sal Shelby sniffed that out. Centralia is going to try to work it to the outside tonight. Thinking they may have an advantage there. They'll mark him for a gain of 2 on the carry by Stidham. Now bring up 2nd and 8. Ball's at the 32-yard line. Durant takes the snap. Pitch comes to the near side. Looking to turn the corner. This is Wheaton. He's out across the 40-yard line. And he's got enough for a first down. They'll mark the ball at the 41 for a gain of 9. So a couple of plays, one to the far side of the formation, one to the near side. Actually, it's going to be a gain of 10. First and 10 coming up from the 42-yard line. They'll operate out of the pistol again. This time a handoff up the middle. A little bit of room to run. Breaking tackle. Still on his feet for Central. He's Holloman. Gets across midfield. And he's... it's going to be enough for another first down. All the way to the 41-yard line. Gain of 17 on the carry by Holloman. Second first down for the Panthers. First and 10 from the South Shelby 41-yard line. 10:44 remaining in the first. And this time Durant will keep it himself. He's got room to run up the middle. He's got one man to beat. He's to the 20. He's going to drag tacklers down to the about 11-yard line. Wood credited with the tackle for South Shelby. They're going to spot him down at the 14. Still a gain of 27 yards on John Durant's first carry. And the Panthers have strung together 3 first downs here on this opening drive. First and 10 from the 13. And this play is blown up from the start. Holloman's going to be knocked backwards. Looks like for about a loss of 1. Second and 11 coming up from the 14-yard line. We're 2 minutes into the contest. No score tonight on Glory 97 here in the early going. But the Panthers are on the march. Durant out of the pistol again. We'll set the Cardinals defense for you when we get a chance. And this is going to be a false start. This play whistled dead from the beginning. first penalty against Centralia. Defensively for South Shelby, it's Guy Timbrook, Luke Woodski, Jesse Thomas, and Gage Rainey up front. Marcus Wiseman, Justin Ali, and Casey Wiltz. Linebackers, Dylan Durbin, David Fenton, Brock Wood, and Levi Blevins in the secondary. Second and 16 from the 19-yard line. Offset eye in the backfield. And it's going to be a reverse coming to the near side. Room to run, and this will be a touchdown. A 19-yard run for Nick Wheaton. His second carry puts Centralia out in front by a score of 6-0. A 19-yard run by Nick Wheaton. And the extra point try coming up. It'll be Hunter to kick. Durant will hold. The ball is down. Kick is up. Has the distance. And it is good. 9:34 remaining in the first quarter. Centralia leads 7-0 back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Say goodbye tangles, hello new do when you go to Tangle Salon in Centralia. Tangle Salon is a full-service salon offering a variety of hairstyles, cuts, colors, highlights, waxing, manis, pedis, and more. Let Lori, Natalie, Katie, Brooke, and Stephanie take care of you from head to toe. Tangle Salon is open 7 days a week and walk-ins are welcome. Whether you just need to get the tangles out or you want a whole new look, go to Tangle Salon in Centralia or call 573-682-9509. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
A short kick to the near sideline goes out of bounds, and South Shelby is going to start with great field position following the touchdown, a 19-yard run by Nick Wheaton. Luke Hunter with the extra point, making it 7-0 Centralia. Panthers trying to keep it away from Brock Wood, kicked it out of bounds on the near sideline at the South Shelby 40-yard line. The Cardinals will get great field position up front. Here Luke Woodski, Marcus Wiseman, Justin Ali, Casey Welp, Gage Rainey, the tight end Philip Dodd, the wideouts Dylan Durbin and Sean Wilkerson, the running backs Daniel Burke and Guy Timbrook, Brock Wood at quarterback. Backs are going to line up split. Two receivers wide to the far side, one to the near side on first and 10 from the 45-yard line. Wood will take the snap. It's a high one up the air. It's bobbled, and he's trying to fall on it, and he takes a lick, does get the ball back. They're going to mark him down at the 35, a loss of 10. Defensively for the Panthers, it's Caden Van Skyke, Elijah Crutchfield, A.J. Tuggle up front. Linebackers, Jake Friedel, Gus Stidham, Grafton Littrell, Wesley Reddington, and Jared Holloman. The corners, Guy Moran, A.J. Holmes, and the free safety, Nick Wheaton. Second and 20 from the South Shelby 35-yard line. 9:02 remaining here in the first quarter. Wood takes the snap. Keeps himself running to the right side, looking for a block. Trying to get to the outside. Now turns the corner, has some room, gets back past the original line of scrimmage and a couple more. Holloman credited with the tackle. They'll mark him down at the, well, back at the 45-yard line, so a gain of 10. Not quite. Well, they're going to put it at the 46 now, so a gain of 11 for Wood. Third and 9 coming up. 8:28 remaining in the first quarter. Centralia leading by a score of 7-0. It's the Panthers' homecoming. Wood out of the gun, takes the snap. High snap, does bring it down. Looking to throw on third and 9. Overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking for David Fenton on the near sideline in coverage. And that's going to bring up fourth down. Almost like a play action, except he was faking
a carry of his own rather than handing it off and then looking to throw. And just had a little bit too much mustard on that one. Moran back deep to receive this punt. He's standing about his own 15-yard line. Kick is away. Wobbly, endeavoring kick. Bounce near the 30-yard line. Take a South Shelby roll inside the 20. He'll be down to about the 17. And that is where the Panthers will set up first and 10 with exactly 8 minutes remaining in the first quarter, already holding on to a 7-0 lead. South Shelby has lost four straight, coming off a 42-22 loss to Monroe City last week. Centralia had won two in a row before a 35-14 setback at the hands of the Mexico Bulldogs last week. Centralia first and 10 at their 18-yard line. Durant takes the snap. Pitch comes to the near side. It's busted up. It's a live ball. And looks like Centralia does recover. Nope, South Shelby does come up with it at the 9-yard line. The pitch was off target. And the Cardinals fell on the ball first. The first turnover of the game will set up South Shelby in great field position. Not entirely sure who came up with it. I saw Pantaleo come out of there. Don't think it was him, though. First and goal at the 9-yard line for the Cardinals. 7:55. Remaining here in the first quarter. Brock Wood, 5 yards deep, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself, falls a block off left tackle, and he's in for a touchdown. A 9-yard run by Brock Wood. And South Shelby is a point away from tying this game up. A one-play drive going 9 yards. It was 7:48 remaining in the first quarter. Cardinals are going to go for two. Trying to take the lead. Wood out of the pistol again. And he's going to hand off this time into the end zone. The two-point conversion is good for Daniel Burke. And with 7:48 remaining in the first quarter, it's South Shelby 8, Centralia 7. Back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Conley with you. They had an injured Panther on that two-point conversion. Does not appear to be anything serious, hopefully. Maybe a cramp on this hot and humid night. They're addressing his legs and let you know who it is here in a second. That is Nick Wheaton getting to his feet. He's coming off underneath his own power, so probably just a cramp, and hopefully he'll return to this one. South Shelby leading by a score of 8-7, 7:48 remaining in the first quarter on a 9-yard touchdown run by Brock Wood. And for Wood, that is his 7th touchdown run of the year. Centralia out there awaiting the kickoff. Yeah, the Cardinals coming onto the field from the far sideline. Other games on regional radio tonight on Crescent's making it Brookfield. Moberly and Hannibal on Quits. Scott Lunning will have end zone after the game. So we'll also have our halftime report tonight on Glory 97.
Everybody up for the kickoff.
As we prepare for the kickoff, Dylan Durbin ready to kick it away. A short line drive will bounce a couple times, be picked up at the 30-yard line. Cutting to the near side for Centralia, I believe this is Hunter Phillips. While the up man on the return team. Brought down at the 38-yard line. Tackle made by David Fenton. And the Panthers will set up first and 10 at the 39. 7:41 remaining in the first quarter. 8-7 in favor of the Cardinals. In the backfield for Centralia is Jared Holloman as Duran takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself to cross the 40-yard line to about the 42, maybe the 43. Gain of four. Tackle was made by Luke Woodski. Second and six from the 43-yard line. 7:20 and counting here in the first quarter. Durant, 4 yards deep. Holloman right behind him. He's got a follow-up block set by Holloman, and there's not much there. I don't know that he got back to line of scrimmage. They will give him that spot. It's going to bring up third and six. So a couple of good defensive plays by the Cardinals, and they'll try to get off the field with the lead here. 6:50 and counting remaining in the first quarter. After a very impressive first drive by the Panthers, a fumble. South Shelby was able to convert into points. Durant rolls out on third down, now throws back over the middle. Catch made on the near side and ridden out of bounds at the South Shelby 45-yard line. The completion was made to Gus Stidham. That's a gain of 13 yards on a first down. Now Stidham was coming to the near sideline. He's coming an out pattern, made the catch. And brought down by a couple of South Shelby Cardinals. That's the fourth first down for Centralia. 6:29 remaining in the first quarter. First completion, first attempt by Durant. He'll keep it himself after faking the handoff. Comes to the near side, gets a block across the 40, and dragged out of bounds near the 35-yard line. The tackle was made by Guy Timbrook. And it looks like he'll be just shy of a first down, gain of nine on the carry by Durant. They'll bring up second and one. Durant, their leader rusher, coming in. He now has 100 carries on the year with four in this game. And he'll keep it himself again, has a first down, across the 30 to the 29-yard line, a gain of seven. And with that, he's now over 500 yards on the season. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. The Panthers have already racked up five first downs here in the first half of the first quarter. Durant takes the snap. Handoff this time. Holloman follows a block, gets to about the 25, gain of four. Three carries for 20 yards for him now tonight. Second and six from the 25-yard line. 5:40 and counting left in the first quarter. South Shelby leading Centralia by a score of 8-7. Offset eye in the backfield. And Durant's going to follow a block by Holloman again. He's going to be wrapped up and only get about a yard. Tackle is made by South Shelby's Cason Wilt. Third and five coming up. Ball's at the 24-yard line. They need to get to about the 19. Two receivers split wide either side. Grant takes the snap, rolls to his left, has a block, has a first down, and Moore still on his feet, fighting for extra yardage. He's going to be finally brought down just shy of the 10-yard line. Gain of 13 and another first down for the Panthers. John Duran now seven carries for 62 yards here in the first seven-plus minutes of the ballgame. First and 10 at the 11-yard line, 4:52 remaining here in the first quarter. A
It's going to be inside handoff to Holloman. Drags a couple tacklers to about the two. That was Justin Ali with the tackle for South Shelby. A gain of nine by Holloman. Second and one from the two. 4:24 and count up in the first quarter. Durant takes the snap. Hand off to Holloman. And he's met the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards. And a flag is down on the play from the near sideline. They have been motion on Centralia. That is the call. Third penalty against Centralia. Instead of having second and one at the two, it'll be second and six at the 7 yard line. 4:14 remaining here in the first quarter. South Shelby leading 8-7. There's a snap, and Durant will hand off to Stidham on the end around, looking for a block, but South Shelby sniffed that one out, and he may have lost a yard on that carry. Third and seven from the eight, so it is a loss of one. Now we get a timeout on the field taken by Central, 46 remaining here in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 8-7 Cardinals back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers and Lady Panthers.
And welcome back to Centralia High School. 3:46 remaining in the first quarter. Homecoming game for the Panthers. They trail the Cardinals 8-7. They've got third and about, well, the ball's marked 10 now, so third and nine coming up. 3:46 remaining here in the first quarter. Ran out of the pistol. Back to his left, batted up in the air, incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Nathan Green, and it'll bring up fourth down. Panthers will have a decision here. Points, 12 down, lost 9. They're going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and nine from the 10-yard line. Durant takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. Screen pass, catch made. Left side at the 10, at the 5. Holloman to the house. Touchdown, Panthers. A 10-yard strike from John Durant to Jared Holloman. And the Panthers reclaim the lead 13-6. Well-designed screen pass to the left side. As Durant just kept backpedaling enough to draw the defense. Holloman was able to get open near the left hash. From Durant to Holloman. 3:40 remaining in the first quarter. Ball's down. The extra point try is wide right. Ends up in the bleachers behind the goalpost and off to the right. So the kick fails. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Centralia leads 13-8 back in 60 seconds. You're on Glory 97.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reese & Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reese & Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Short kick to the near sideline, received at the 35-yard line by Keaton Pantaleo, and he's brought down pretty much immediately. It's where Sal Shelby will set up first and 10 at the 36 with 3:35 remaining the first quarter. Centralia leading by a score of 13-8. Second impressive drive by Centralia, capped off by a 10-yard touchdown pass from John Durant to Jared Holloman. Sal Shelby first and 10 at their 36. One out on the pistol. Low snap. He'll have to pick it up off his feet. Now he's going to run a draw play up the middle on a broken play, and Centralia was able to get there. The first line of the attack went right past him, but the linebacker's there to clean it up. It's going to be a loss of two. They'll bring up second and 12 from the 34-yard line. .305 remaining here in the first quarter, second and 12 from the 34. And it'll be a carry this time by Wood, brought down by Van Skuyk at the 39-yard line, a gain of 5. Brings up third and 7. Ball 39-yard line, 2:34 remaining. Sal Shelby breaking the huddle. Board out of the gun. Takes the snap, rolls to his right. Still rolling. Looking to throw now. Looking to throw. Pumps down the field and overthrows his intended receiver. On the far sideline, he was looking downfield for Daniel Burke, and he'll bring up fourth down. And the Cardinals presumably will punt it away. .207 remaining in the first quarter. It's 13-8. Wood drops back to about his 30-yard line. Moran standing deep at his 25. The kick is away towards the near sideline. He'll bounce at the 20. Moran will pick it up the 18. Looking to get to the near sideline. Breaks one tackle. Stays on his feet. Then takes a lick at the 25. Brought down by three Cardinals. In on the tackle was David Fenton along with Justin Ali. Didn't catch the number in the third. Ball returned out to the 25-yard line. Centralia set up first and 10. 1:55 remaining in the first quarter. Panthers leading 13-8. Centralia's had a couple of impressive drives. They've had one that ended on a fumble at their 9-yard line that the Cardinals converted. Durant takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and then gives the left side Stidham, looking to turn up field. He's got room to run. He's to the 50 already, to the 45-40, ridden down inside the 35-yard line. So be a gain of 42 yards for Stidham. And another first down for the Panthers. On Stidham's third carry of the night. First and 10 at the South Shelby 33. 1:40 and counting, remaining in the first quarter. Grant takes the snap, keeps himself, has room to run. Cuts to the outside left side, tripped up at the 20, stumbles to about the 17-yard line. Enough for another first down for the Panthers. They'll mark him down at the 19. It's a gain of 14. 8 carries for 76 yards now. With a minute 20 and counting left in the first quarter. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Grant will keep it himself, and he'll be wrapped up and dropped for a loss of the 1 at the 20. Cardinals sniff that one out. Get on the tackle. Brock Woods. Anthony Shewhart was also there. Under a minute to go here in the quarter. Second and 11 from the 20-yard line. Durant out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Fakes the pitch to Sidham. Keeps himself on a draw play. Up the middle. Dives to about the 10-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 11. He's going to be shy of a first down by a couple of yards. Actually, not even a great spot. They'll mark him at the 12, gain of 8. That may be the final play of the first quarter. Centralia does not have to snap it. Down to 9 seconds left. They look like they're going to try to run a play here. Down to 5. Grant takes the snap, and we get flags thrown. Somebody wasn't set. It's against the Panthers. Another false start, their fourth penalty. Total of 20 yards with 2.3 seconds remaining.
And the 5-yard penalty is this. Third down.
Here in the first quarter. So instead of 3rd and 3, it'll be 3rd and 8. That's going to do it for the first quarter. After one quarter play, it's Centralia 13. Atkins 0.97 at centralballinfo.com.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
And welcome back to Centralia High School. Jamie Conley with you as we start the second quarter. Centralia now going right to left across your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. Facing a 3rd and 8 at the South Shelby 17-yard line. One receiver split wide to the near side. That's Nathan Green. Two lined up far right. Durant. Inside handoff to Holland. He's got to see him up the middle. He's got one man to beat, and he's still fighting his way forward inside the 2-yard line before he stops. It'll be enough for a first down for the Panthers. Daniel Burke with the tackle. They're going to mark the ball at the 3. Gain of 14 on the carry by Holloman on his 5th carry of the night. First downs are now 10-0 in favor of Centralia. First and goal from the 3-yard line. Durant will keep it himself, follows a block, and he dives for the end zone. And he's in for a touchdown. A 3-yard run by John Durant. That'll make it 19-8. In point coming. Durant on the keeper. That is his seventh rushing touchdown of the year. And they'll bring the play out from the near sideline. Panthers may be going for two here. Sorry, even it back up at a multiple of seven. That is the case. Two receivers wide right, one to the near side. They'll send Wheaton in motion. Durant will throw for the end zone, and Green could not hang on to it. He was covered pretty well. He was hit as the ball got there. It is 19-8 with 11:36 remaining in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're wanting a lawn that will stand up to full sun as well as shade, Shelton Seed has the perfect lawn seed from Missouri Southern that will create a lawn that will stand up to stress of full sun. Whether it's grass seed you need, whether it's pasture for your cow herd, sheep or horses, or it's high yielding or high tonnage forage, Shelton Seed has the variety of Missouri Southern seed to fit your needs. For quality forages, you must first start with quality seed from Missouri Southern Seed, Shelton Seed of Centralia, the Partners Producers Trust.
And welcome back to Centralia High School. J.B. Conley with you. Centralia now leading 19-8 over South Shelby. Ready to kick it off. Back deep to receive for the Cardinals is Daniel Burke. A short kick to the near sideline will be picked up near the 35-yard line. And very short return. Wilkerson down 37. That's where the Cardinals will set up first and 10. .11:36 remaining. All for 37-yard line, 11:36 remaining in the half. Warden out of the pistol. Line up in the backfield's Tim Brook. Play clock down to five. Wood takes the snap, off tackle left side, cuts back to his right, gets to the 40-yard line. Bulldozes his way forward close to the 43 for a gain of 6 yards. His fifth carry of the night. Second and four from the 43. 11-10 and counting remaining in the first half. Backs are split. Burke in the backfield as well now. They'll bring a man in motion to the near side. Wood takes the snap. It's a high one. Handoff goes to Burke. Cuts back against the grain, and he's close to a first down. I think he has it with that spot. They'll move the chains. It's a gain of five and a first down. As the first down for the Cardinals tonight. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Two receivers wide either side. Tim Brook in the backfield. Wood out of the pistol. Low snap. He'll chase it back at the 40-yard line. Excuse me. He's wrapped up and brought down at the 37. Crashing in on A.J. Tuggle. They'll mark at the 39. It's a loss of nine on that play. Second and 19 from the 39-yard line of the Cardinals. .10:05 remaining in the first half. Wood fakes one way, saw no blocking, reverses direction. He's got a seam on the near sideline. Tripped up from behind. He was got to the 43-yard line for a gain of four. We have third and about 15 yards to go. 9:33 and counting here in the first half. Centralia leading by a score of 19-8. Two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side. Burke in motion. Wood drops back. Screen pass. Catch made at the 45-yard line. Staying on his feet. Not a whole lot there for Wyatt Owens. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage if they give him the spot. I'm going to say his knee went down at the 44, and that will only be a gain of one. That'll bring up fourth down. Presumably will punt. Moran will go back deep to receive. Sal Shelby utilizes that rugby style of punt. Kick is a good one to the far sideline. It'll take a roll inside the 20. Moran will let it go. It's going to be down at the 17-yard line with 8:28 remaining in the first half. Panthers leading 19-8. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Reese and Nichols Realtor, Economy Metals, Fenton Funeral Chapel, CoStar Catering, Stidham Electric, the Centralia R6 School District, and Herndon Welding and Machine, all of Centralia. 8:28 remaining in the first half. Panthers leading 19-8, looking for more. They've been successful moving the ball tonight. Now Shelby is not. Their lone touchdown coming following a fumble. We get a penalty flag on first down. This is going to be another false start against the Panthers. Their fifth penalty of the night. South Shelby has not been flagged. So it'll be first and 15 from the 13-yard line. 8:28 remaining. Here in the first half, 19-8 in favor of Centralia. Grant on the pistol takes the snap. Looking to throw on first down, long over the middle.
Catch made on the run. Wheaton has no one in front of him. It is going to go for an 87-yard touchdown run to Nick Wheaton as Durant just zipped one over the middle, and Wheaton was gone. An 87-yard touchdown strike from Durant to Wheaton. About 70 of that after the catch. Centralia extending the lead now 25-8. It was just a straight post pattern and somebody missed an assignment. Wheaton was wide open and no one there to stop him. Second touchdown pass of the night for Durant. They'll go for two. Handoff comes to the near side. Stidham is going to get in for the 2.5. Gus Stidham with the conversion. And that will make it 27-8 in favor of Centralia. We'll take a 60-second break and be back here listening to high school football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Cheryl Gander had this to say about the scheduling of transportation for her husband Larry at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
Scheduling transportation for doctor's appointments went very smoothly. We both felt like that they were very accommodating. They would try to take you to the doctor when it was good for you, not for them, and we really appreciated that.
Another reason why residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Everybody,
8:15 remaining here in the first half. Centralia leads 27-8. Short kickoff on the far sideline. No return to the 40-yard line. It was fielded by Pantaleo. 8:10 remaining in the first half. Centralia leading 27-8 on an 87-yard touchdown pass from John Durant to Nick Wheaton.
Cardinals have first and 10 at their 41. Cardinals a bunch, three receivers wide left. Now they bring Tim Brook in motion across the formation to the near side. Empty backfield. Extra tight end in there for South Shelby. Pitch coming to the near side. And on the carry to about the 45-yard line, White Owens will pick up 4 yards. Second and 6 coming up. 27-8 in favor of Centralia. As the Panthers have rattled off 20 unanswered points over the past 12 minutes of game time. Wood out of the pistol, three receivers wide to the near side on second, 6. Owens in motion, ball is fumbled on the snap, picked back up by Wood, breaks a tackle. He's got extra Panthers in the backfield, bumping him around, stays on his feet somehow, and fought his way back to the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of 4. That was all Wood, and he was hit by about 7 Panthers, just fighting his way back to the 41-yard line. They gave him an extra yard beyond it, 3rd and about 9. Ball's at the 43-yard line. .650 and counting remaining here. In the second quarter, two receivers wide to the near side. Wood takes the snap, rolls out to his left, and he's going to get to about the 45, but no more.
Number 12, Gus Stidham, number 32, Quinn Foster.
Stidham in on the tackle along with Quentin Foster. They'll bring up 4th and about 6 yards to go. Coming up on the midway point of the second quarter. Ran back about his own 30-yard line. South Shelby changing the formation. Centralia is going to play like it's going to be an offensive play. The kick is away. Wood just did get it away. It's going to bounce out of bounds at the 38-yard line of Centralia on the near side. 5:57 remaining in the second quarter. Centralia leading by a score of 27-8. This game brought to you in part by Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seat, the Stewart House LLC, Tangle Salon, and Angel & Company Insurance and Financial Services LLC, all of Centralia. J.B. Conley with you tonight. Thank you for joining us. You're on Glory 97. 5:57 remaining here in the second quarter. Durant's going to keep himself off tackle right side. He's got some room to run across midfield, wrapped up and brought down at the 46-yard line of the Cardinals. A gain of 16 on the carry. And he's just shy of 100 unofficially on the night. That is the 12th first down for the Panthers tonight. Only one for the Cardinals. First and 10 from South Shelby, 46-yard line. Grant takes the snap. Takes the first hand off, gives the other way, but Wheaton's going to be dragged down from behind for a loss. In on the tackle for the Cardinals, it's Anthony Shehorn. Loss of 4 for Wheaton. Second and 14 for the midfield stripe. 5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Scott Lunning standing by. We'll have the halftime report from the Mobile Motors Sports Desk. Durant rolls out to his left on second and long. Cuts back across the grain. He's got some room to run now. Finally bumped as he got past the line of scrimmage. Fought his way to about the 42-yard line of the Cardinals. Gain of 8. It'll bring up 3rd and about 6 yards to go. And that'll put Durant over 100 yards on the night. 107 unofficially on 12 carries. The And it's going to bring up third and six. There's the snap. Inside handoff is going to go for maybe 2 yards. On the carry by Crafton Littrell, his first carry of the night. They'll bring up fourth and four. And Centralia's going to go for it on fourth down. Fake handoff, and they go to the near side. Hunter looking for a block. Turns upfield across the 35. Stays on his feet. Driven out of bounds. And then he does have enough for a first down, I believe, on the near sideline. They're going to move the chains. They'll mark him out of bounds at 33-yard line. Gain of 7 on that carry. Hunter's first of the night. 3:37 remaining in the half. First and 10 from the 33. This time, they'll fake the handoff. Keeper by Durant. Stays on his feet. Breaks past tackle. Still on his feet inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Gain of 15. Okwinski with the tackle. Another first down for Centralia, 3:28 remaining in the half. One receiver split wide either side. Durant out of the pistol again. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Screen pass out in the flat is caught by Wheaton at the 15. Dances his way forward. Actually, he caught at the 20, brought down at the 15. The gain of 3. On Wheaton's second catch of the night. Durant is 4 of 5 for 113 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. All at 2nd and 5 from the 14-yard line. Durant will keep it himself. Has a seam. Stays on his feet. In traffic. Dives for the end zone. And he's just short. It is not a touchdown. He's being marked down at the 1 yard line.
Just short goal line. That's good for six.
Gain of 13, another first down. Durant now 15 carries 138 yards. First and goal from the 1 with 2:34 remaining in the first half. Durant takes the snap. The handoff up the middle and diving for the end zone for the touchdown is Crafton Littrell. For Littrell, that is his third touchdown run of the year. That makes it 33-8 in favor of the Cardinals. 2:24 remaining in the first half. And Centralia is going to try to kick the extra point here. Hunter is on. Durant will hold. 2:24 remaining here in the first half. Ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance. And this one is good. 2:24 left in the first half. Centralia leads 34-8 back in 60 seconds. You're on 97 CentralMoInfo.com.
If you would never lend a buddy your Wobble Sock, hey, it's because, yeah, well, he really should have his own, yeah, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
In your time of need, your friends at Benton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Back to Centralia High School, J.B. Conley with you, 2:24 left in the half. Centralia leading 34-8. This kickoff will be taken at the 30-yard line. On the return to 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, 30. Down the near side, 20-10-5, touchdown Brock Wood. A 70-yard return by Wood. And the Cardinals trying to hang around in this game, make it 34-14. A 70-yard kickoff return unofficially. And South Shelby presumably going for two here again. Kind of took the momentum right back from Centralia with that return. Two-point try coming up. That's his fourth touchdown return for a touchdown this season on kickoff. Inside handoff, and that play is going to be busted up by Centralia. Tim Brooks coming up short on the run. 2:13 remaining in the first half. Centralia now leads 34-14, back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panther and Lady Panthers.
2:13 remaining in the first half. Centralia leads South Shelby 34-14. The Panthers are going to get the ball back here after scoring not that long ago. As Brock Wood returned a touchdown. 70 yards on that kickoff. Short kick to the near side. He fields 45 and immediately falling on the football is one of the up man for the Panthers. That is Dominic Burke falling on the ball. Centralia will have a great field position. First and 10 at their 46, 2:12 remaining. Wood with his fourth touchdown return. Kickoff return for a touchdown this year. Panthers with a 20-point lead and possibly going for more here before halftime. First and 10 from the 46. Durant out of the pistol. Two receivers wide either side. Takes the snap. Throws back to the near side. And that's going to be, was it caught? Right in front of the central bench. And no, it was incomplete. Intended receiver was Nathan Green. Second and 10. 2:09 remaining. Here in the first half, Durant throws to the right side. Catch made by Brown at the midfield stripe, and he's knocked down immediately. It'll be a gain of four. It was Wood with the tackle. Gain of four on the catch by Moran, his first catch of the night. Third and six from the 50. 1:45 and counting. South Shelby still with all three timeouts. Centralia has two remaining here in the first half. And it'll be a keeper following the fake. And Durant is going to be about a yard short of a first down. He gets to the 45. Fourth and short coming up. With 1:20 remaining in the half. And the Panthers will go for it.
I'd rather the Cardinals got not get the football back here in the first half. And this may be a delay of game. Dolphins going to be a false start. Again, the Lions against Centralia for another 5 yards. Their sixth penalty of the first half. And now Centralia's going to take a timeout as well. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County, R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbinaville Life Care, all of Shelbina. Choices Embroidery of Clarence and Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. Centralia has dominated this game 34-14. Cardinals, two big plays, a fumble recovery that set up a 9-yard touchdown run by Brock Wood. And then Wood, a 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Counting for the Cardinals scoring tonight. Centralia, 19-yard run by Nick Wheaton. 10-yard pass from Durant to Holloman. A 3-yard run by Durant. An 87-yard pass. Durant to Wheaton. And literal a 1-yard run. Following the penalty, it's 4th and 6 from the 50. Centralia is still going for it. There's the snap. Durant will roll to the near side looking to throw, and the catch made at the 40-yard line. That's the first down. Moran gets out of bounds with the ball. Gain of 10 and a first down. Brock Wood in coverage on the near side. And Durant is now 6 of 8 passing for 127 yards. Two touchdowns. 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Two receivers wide to either side. Durant will hand off Holloman. Draw play up the middle. He's got room to run. He's to the 30. That's to the near side to the 20. And he's dragged down out of bounds about the 19-yard line. That'll stop the clock. 51.3 seconds remaining. That's another first down for the Panthers. I'll mark the ball at the 21, excuse me. So it's still first and 10. 45 seconds remaining. Here in the first, Durant rolls out to his right looking to throw and overthrows his intended receiver, looking for Moran on the far sideline. That's Wood in coverage again. It was, and it'll bring up second and 10. Clock stopped with 38.8 seconds remaining here in the first half. Second and 10 from the 21. Durant takes the snap, draw play, carries himself up the middle, stays on his feet, still driving forward inside the 15, stopped about the 13-yard line. And Centralia is going to use its final timeout after a gain of 8. Third and 2 coming up with 29.7 seconds remaining. This game brought to you in part by O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Luddington Trucking of Brookfield. Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Coming up on 8 o'clock. It may just be a little bit past 8 o'clock now. All right, it's 8:02. You're listening to Glory 97 KTCM Madison and CentralMoInfo.com. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us tonight. 29.7 seconds remaining here in the first half. Centralia facing a 3rd and 3 from the 13-yard line. Durant throwing for the end zone. It is incomplete. Play was broken up. Levi Blevins in coverage. Green, the intended receiver, brings up 4th down. With 56 seconds remaining. really fourth and two from the 13. They need to get to the 11. Durant out of the pistol. Takes the snap, drops back 5 steps, screen pass the near side, overthrows Holloman, the intended receiver. And Centralia turns the ball over on downs with 22 seconds remaining in the first half. They'll still be pretty pleased when they go to the locker room, up 34-14, assuming Cardinals don't bust off another big play here. As Sal Shelby takes over at its own 13-yard line. 22 seconds remaining. Here in the first half. Wood out of the gun, takes the snap, drops back. He'll keep it himself after faking a handoff to Burke and will dive forward. Ends up losing 2 yards on the carry. That was just to start the clock and let the half run out. After 24 minutes of play in Centralia, 34, South Shelby, 14. We're going to take a break. Coming up in a few moments, we will have your halftime report from the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors, driven by tradition. Scott Welling will have a halftime report tonight. We'll be here for analysis as well. 34-14 in favor of the Panthers here at halftime. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
With the pollen count being high, hay fever, allergies, or other irritants can compromise your breathing and health. Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia is your wellness center, providing the correct prescriptions and recommending the best over-the-counter product to help you breathe easier and feel better. This is Debbie Roberts, providing fast, accurate service and personal knowledge of your prescriptions to keep you safe is what we do at Kincaid Pharmacy. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs, with homestyle cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their Facebook page. CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
And welcome back. Halftime here at Centralia. Homecoming for the Panthers, and their crowd enjoying it so far. 34-14. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Take a look at the first half stats. We'll get you to the Mobley Motors Sports Desk coming up in just a few moments. In the first half, South Shelby, Rockwood had one of three passing for 1 yard at completion to Wyatt Owens. On the ground, Cardinals carried the ball 12 times for a total of 12 yards and one touchdown. That was on a 9-yard run by Brock Wood. That's all the offense they've had in the first half. That's a 9-yard touchdown run, their big play, and then a 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Wood late in the second quarter. It's all of their scoring. For Centralia, John Durant is 6 of 11 passing for 127 yards and 2 touchdowns. On the ground as a team, The Panthers are 32 carries for 290 yards and three touchdowns. Durant with 17 carries for 151 and a score. Jared Holloman with 6 carries for 62. Wes Stidham, 3 carries for 42 yards. Nick Wheaton, 3 carries for 25 yards and a touchdown. Kraft and Whipple, 2 carries for 3 yards and a score. Luke Hunter, a carry for 7. Receiving, Nick Wheaton, 2 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. That strike was 87 yards. I ran 2 catches for 14, just sitting on a catch for 13, Jared Coleman, 1 catch for 10 yards and a score. At the half is 34-14 in favor of the Panthers. They scored first. Scott will recap all the highlights coming up for you here in a few moments. They scored on their first drive on a 19-yard run by Nick Wheaton. South Shelby answered after a fumble recovery. The first drive went nowhere. Covered the ball at the 9, ran it into the next play, took the lead on a 2-point conversion. Burke ran in 8-7, South Shelby at that point. Then 27 straight points by Centralia. 10-yard pass from Durant to Holloman. 3-yard run by Durant. 87-yard pass from Durant to Wheaton, and a 1-yard run by Littrell. Made it 34-8. And Brock Wood returned that last kickoff for a touchdown. They get 34-14 here at the half. Taking a look at our schedule for tomorrow, we've got 2 college football games for you. Mizzou at South Carolina. Pregame 9, kickoff 11 o'clock on the Chapton. Tournament McKendree will be on Crest 1210, the pregame. 1 o'clock to kickoff. From Lebanon, Illinois, Kansas City Chiefs will host Jacksonville on Sunday on the Captain pregame at 11, kickoff at noon. Our games next Friday night. On Quicks, the Lindy's College Football Report at 6:10 will be followed by Kirksville at Moberly. Ben and Austin will have the call of that one. I will have Brookfield at South Shelby on Crest, so Cardinals fans, you'll have me again next week. Filled on Superstation Crest. Western and Marceline will be on the Captain next week. And Brad Boyle will have end zone next Friday night. Speaking of next Friday night's game, Alpha Media cares. That's why stations Quicks, Crest, Kirk, and KTCM have teamed up with C&R Markets to fight hunger in our region by assisting the Northeast and Central Missouri Food Bank collect non-perishable food and or cash donations. Here's how you can help. Next Friday, October 12th, at the Brookfield and South Shelby game, team members from Alpha Media, Quicks, Crest, the CAF, and KTCM will be at the South Shelby Football Stadium collecting non-perishable food items as well as cash donations. Every dollar donated we collect will give the food bank the ability to purchase $21 worth of food. Every canned good we collect will be matched. Alpha Media cares, and so does C&R Markets. Help us stop out hunger in Shelby and Linn counties by giving a can of food or a cash donation at the Brookfield and South Shelby game next Friday night. Together we can stop out hunger. 34-14 in favor of the Panthers. We'll take a 2-minute break. I believe we're sending it to the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Coming up next, you're listening to high school football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reese & Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reese & Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today.
Cheryl Gander recently relayed these comments to us concerning the care her husband Larry received at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
The office staff here at Salt River Community Care were very courteous, polite, and even cheerful almost every time I went to visit with them. And when you've got a loved one here, it really makes a difference in dealing with somebody with that attitude.
See for yourself how residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina or view saltrivercommunitycare.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Those joining us here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. We're going over the Red Weir scoreboard right now. Scott, let's hear. We'll show you the highlights in just a moment. But to wrap things up with our scoreboard, in non-conference contests, DeSmet leading Jefferson City 21-7. Monroe City taking on Helias. They lead 20-0 in the second quarter. Rockhurst leads Columbia Battle 21-0. And that's going to wrap up the Moberly Motors halftime report for those on Quicks and Crest. We'll get you out to Macon and Brookfield, where, again, the Brookfield Bulldogs currently lead 14-13 at the half. Meanwhile, in the Moberly Hannibal game on Quicks AM and FM, it is Hannibal that leads 21-14. Meanwhile, those on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, will be back in 1 minute. And we will finish running through the scoreboard, and we'll take a look at the highlights from the other three games. And for those on Quicks and Crest, enjoy the second half, and we'll see you for End Zone after the Macon-Brookfield game. This has been the Moberly Motors Halftime Report on Regional Radio.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand-new facility and with the introduction of our brand-new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Welcome back, those on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Luntze here again. You're listening to the Moberly Motors Halftime Report, which is brought to you by Moberly Motors. And they have been serving the area since 1963. They're your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Let's go ahead and finish the scoreboard as we had to get our folks on Quicks and Crest back on. So we'll start back at the top. Right now, Hannibal leads Moberly 21-14. That's about to start in the third quarter. Kirksville and Mexico are at half 14-7. Brookfield leads Macon 14-13. In our game, Centralia leads 34-14. We'll take a look at the highlights of those three games on regional radio in just a moment. Clark County leads Palmyra 12-8 in a very important Clarence Cannon matchup that will have implications for a tie at first place. And Macon, it can actually come back. It will actually potentially be a four-way tie at the top for the Clarence Cannon between Clark County, Palmyra, Macon, and also Monroe City, as we mentioned, is leading Helias 20-0. Lewis and Clark action. Fayette leads Harrisburg 22-0. 41-0, Marceline leading Salisbury late second quarter. Scotland County is leading Knox County 21-0 at half. Westrand is leading Schuyler County 33-0 at the half. In Eastern Missouri action, Mark Twain is leading Clapton-Ellsbury 21-18, I beg your pardon. North Callaway leads Montgomery County 20-14 at half. South Callaway leading Van Farr 42-0. That is in the second quarter. Tri-County Central, Boonville leads Eldon 14-0. Hallsville leads California 28-0. And in a very important Tri-County Central matchup, it is 28 Blair Oaks and 7 for Southern Boone. Now let's take a look at some of the highlights of the half, which are brought to you by Arts and Appliance Furniture and Electronics and Flooring. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Let's start out with our game for those just joining us. It is Centralia leading South Shelby by the score of 34-14. And it was Centralia that got things started first. 9:34 remaining in the first quarter.
Reverse coming to the near side, room to run, and this will be a touchdown. A 19-yard run for Nick Wheaton, his second carry, puts Centralia out in front by a score of 6-0.
J.B. Connolly with the call on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. And Sal Shelby was answered. 7:48 remaining, courtesy of Brock Wood.
5 yards deep, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself, falls a block off left tackle, and he's in for a touchdown. A 9-yard run by Brock Wood, and South Shelby is a point away from tying this game up.
And they actually went with the two-pointer. Daniel Berg was successful there. South Shelby led 8-7, but Centralia responded back with 3:40 to go. A 10-yard pass from John Durant to Jared Holman made it 13-8 after the PAT was unsuccessful. Second quarter, 11:36 to go. John Durant also doing it on the legs.
Durant. Will keep it himself, falls a block, and he dives for the end zone, and he's in for a touchdown. A 3-yard run by John Durant.
And then Durant went back with the arm, courtesy of wide receiver Nick Wheaton.
Durant on the pistol, takes the snap, looking to throw on first down, long over the middle. Catch made on the run. Wheaton has no one in front of him. It is going to go for an 87-yard touchdown run to Nick Wheaton. As Durant just zipped one over the middle, and Wheaton was gone.
And then with 2:24 remaining, Centralia really opening it up. 34-8, thanks to a 1-yard run by Grafton Littrell.
Grant takes the snap. The handoff up the middle, and diving for the end zone for the touchdown is Grafton Littrell.
That 1-yard run with the Luke Hunter PAT was successful. However, Brock Wood, notorious track runner, did it on the ensuing kickoff.
The return to 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, 30. Down the near sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Brock Wood. A 70-yard return by Wood. And the Cardinals trying to hang around in this game, make it 34-14.
And it's 34-14 at half. Game on quicks right now. It is Moberly and Hannibal. Hannibal got on the board first. 8:42 remaining in quarter one.
Here's Worthington on the keeper. Near side. Good kick out block. He's to the outside of the 10. Breaks a tackle and scoots into the end zone. 23-yard touchdown run by quarterback Gabe Worthington. And that's his seventh rushing touchdown of the season. The Pirates score on their opening drive.
However, Moberly answered. 3:39 left in quarter one.
Through a crease. And into the secondary, touchdown Moberly. He broke through cleanly at the line of scrimmage and untouched. A 30-yard touchdown run for Chance Richards, his sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
PAT from Hayden Hopper was successful. That tied it up. However, the Pirates got the lead back, 10-16 to go in the second.
Goal to go from the 5-yard line. Handed to Magruder, hit the backfield, breaks a tackle, backs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates.
So the 5-yard run by Jaquez Magruder, PAT from Desi Jones was good. Moberly tied it back up with 7:45 to go in the second.
Stone King, there's a counter to Walters with blockers in front. Sheds a tackle at the 20. 15 outside, 10, 5, touchdown Spartans. Made one man miss, had a blocker in front, and scoots into the end zone. There's Curtis Walter introducing himself.
Hannibal answer, 3:42 to go in the second.
Worthington under center. Goal to go from the 8. Worthington looking to throw, rolling to the far sideline. Hit as he throws it into the end zone. Caught by Jones. Touchdown.
So the 8-yard pass from Worthington to Jones, and the PAT from Jones gives it a 21-14 now early third quarter lead for the Hannibal Pirates. And to wrap things up, Game on Crest. Brookfield leads Macon 14-13, and Brookfield just needed one play to start things out.
From his own 45, moving right to left. The handoff goes to Izard, and it's a reverse end around Brandon Collins on the outside, across the 40, 35, 30, down the far side sidelines. The 10, the 5, touchdown on the first play of the game for the Brookfield Bulldogs.
Ben Witten seen with the call on Crest, and then they would extend the lead about 3 minutes later.
It's a keeper for Liebhardt. Escapes a tackle in the backfield on the run left side across the 50 to the 40. He's on the run, the 25, 20. No one's going to catch up to Liebhardt. Another touchdown by Brookfield. They're going to go up 13-0 on a 52-yard run by the sophomore quarterback, Derek Liebhardt.
So Brookfield took a 14-0 lead. Macon got on the board very late in the first quarter thanks to their quarterback.
Waller, shotgun snap. Fakes the pass, takes it up the middle himself. And waltzes into the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown carry. 58 seconds to go. Macon, first score on the board. Now 14-6 for the Tigers.
3-yard run by Nash Waller, and the Tyler Enyard PAT was successful. And then Macon making it close with 9:41 to go in the second.
And they're going
to
give him a touchdown. Gus Davis, 22-yard touchdown reception on the far side.
The 22-yard pass from Nash Waller to Gus Davis gives Brookfield a 14-13 lead going into the early portion of the third quarter. And that's going to wrap it up here for our Moberly Motors halftime report. Coming up next, we'll send it back out to Centralia for the second half between the Panthers and the South Shelby Cardinals. And then when that game wraps up, don't forget to tune over to our sister station, Superstation Crest, and CentralMoInfo.com. I'll have Enzo. We'll have highlights from all of our games tonight, and we'll hear from area coaches about their Week 7 performances. Thanks for joining us. JB's got your second half next on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Say goodbye, Tangles. Hello, new do when you go to Tangle Salon in Centralia. Tangle Salon is a full-service salon offering a variety of hairstyles, cuts, colors, highlights, waxing, manis, pedis, and more. Let Lori, Natalie, Katie, Brooke, and Stephanie take care of you from head to toe. Tangle Salon is open 7 days a week, and walk-ins are welcome. Whether you just need to get the tangles out or you want a whole new look, go to Tangle Salon in Centralia or call 573-682-9509. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students, and know the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Come back to Centralia High School. It's halftime. Panthers leading by a score of 34-14. Congratulations to Gracie Peeler. She was named the homecoming queen here at Centralia. Panthers pretty impressive in the first half, with 17 first downs to just one for the Cardinals. Still the Cardinals hanging around, only down 3 scores at this point. They'll get the ball to start the second half. They could bust another big player or two. Chance to hang around. Maybe at least avoid a 13-point loss as we head towards districts here in a few weeks. Coming into tonight, the Cardinals are fourth in their district. 27.67 points. Almost 2 full points ahead of Mark Twain. Mark Twain also 1-5 on the year. They're playing Clopton Ellsbury tonight. It's 3-3. So
South Shelby will get credit for playing up. Schuyler County will get credit for strength of schedule. They play Westrim tonight. They are they'll get credit for that tonight, playing tougher opponents. And then Louisiana is sitting seventh. They're playing Paris tonight. Paris is eighth in the district. So South Shelby for the home game against Brookville next week, and then a game at Highland to wrap up the season. Still a good position to finish fourth in the district and get a home game. First round district play. Centralia playing in a tougher district in Class 3, District 4. They're 3-3, and they're sitting in sixth. They've got some ground to make up. Moberly leading the district. They're taking on Hannibal tonight. Southern Boone is sitting second, about 5 points behind the Spartans. Winfield's third, just a fraction of a point ahead of Mexico. Then Christian, Centralia's sixth, Wright City and Fulton. Centralia with a win tonight, chance to move up. Christian won't get much as far as strength of schedule. They're playing Duchenne tonight, is 1-5. Mexico's playing 2-4, Kirksville. Of course, with a head-to-head game, Centralia is not going to jump Mexico if they're next to each other. Wright City's 2-4. Fulton is 0-6. Centralia's goal right now, finish fifth and get a rematch with Mexico in round one of the district. Two teams are ready to go for the start of the second half here. South Shelby's going to receive. Centralia leading by a score of 34-14. Panthers already back out on the field, ready to kick it off. Cardinals breaking their huddle on the far sideline. And South Shelby will be going left to right here in the second half. Centralia will be going right to left. Your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. It's cool off at 76 degrees right now in Centralia. Yeah, the sun going down, humidity 75%. At this point, a warm, muggy night here in central Missouri. Luke Hunter will kick off. Back deep to receive is Daniel Burke. And Centralia will try to avoid kicking Brock Wood again, as he had that 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in the second quarter. We're ready to go. Kick towards the near sideline is going to go out of bounds. That's one way to avoid kicking it to Wood, but South Shelby will get good field position yet again. That's the seventh penalty against Centralia. South Shelby was not flagged in the first half. Cardinals will start with the ball placed at the 40-yard line. First and 10, ball at the near hash. And we'll see how the Cardinals come out here and start the third quarter. Backs are split, one receiver wide to the near side. There's Owens. Wood takes the snap. Inside handoff on the carry out across the 45 to about the 48-yard line. That was Burke. Gain of 9. Second and 1 from the South Shelby 49-yard line. 11:39 and counting here in the third quarter. Panthers leading 34-14. Wood out of the pistol, takes the snap, a low snap, keeps it himself. He's got a first down, bounces to the near side, takes on tacklers, driven out of bounds at the Centralia 45 after a gain of 6 and a first down. So a couple of nice gainers for the Cardinals to start the third quarter. They get into Centralia territory. First score was set up by a fumble recovery at the Panthers 9. Backs are split on either side of Wood. First and 10 from the Centralia 45-yard line. And off this time goes Tim Brook. Fights his way to about the 40-yard line for a gain of 5.
Although marks his knee down to 41, gain of four. But South Shelby moving the ball well here on their first drive of the third quarter. Dylan Durbin lined up wide on the near side of the field now. Two receivers wide left. Wood takes the snap and the handoff inside. Following a block. This was Burke, I believe it was. Gets it to the 38-yard line. Third and three coming up. .1025 remaining in the third quarter. This time a keeper by Wood comes to the near side, slips as he tried to make his cuts at the 40-yard line. Ends up going down at the 37. No gain, fourth down coming up. And the Cardinals run their offense on fourth down for that rugby style kick, but certainly nothing to lose here if they decide to go for it. Generous spots at the 36, called fourth and one. And they're going to keep it. And diving for a first down, looks like he got it before being pushed back. Brock Wood, I think he got the nose of the football across the 35-yard line. And they're going to move the chains. It is a first down. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Nose of the football just past the 35. Play comes in from the far sideline. Wood out of the pistol. Tim Burke to his left. Burke to his right. Low snap picked up off the ground, and it'll be a keeper. Rockwood trying to make something out of nothing, dives forward for about 2 yards. Cardinals have had trouble with some of the snaps tonight. A lot of them have been at his speed. A couple have been over his head. Maybe a little tough to get a grip on the football tonight on a warm, muggy night. Field's in great shape. Second and 8 from the 33-yard line, 8:48 remaining, third quarter. Wood takes the snap. Hand off to Burke, met in the backfield, driven backwards, thrown down at the 40. He'll get forward progress to about the 35, but that's still a loss of two. That'll bring up third and 10. 8:25 and counting left in the third quarter. We'll have the Cardinals home game against Brookville next week on Crest. Third and 10, South Shelby. Two receivers left, one to the right. Wood will take the snap. He'll hand off to Burke. A delay give, and he'll only get about 3 yards. He'll bring up fourth and 7 on the 32-yard line. Under 8 minutes to play third quarter, 34-14 in favor of Centralia. Cardinals presumably will go for it again. Giving them more than 400 yards of offense in the first half. I'd rather hang onto the ball. Wood fakes left, cuts back to his right. He's got room, across the 30, 25, 20. He's got a first down, brought down at the 19-yard line. Making the tackle for the Panthers, Michael Donaldson. Gain of 11 and a first down. Wood trying to use some of that Panthers' speed against it, get him going the wrong way, and he was able to pick up the first down on his 15th carry of the night for a total of 24 yards. Ball spotted at the 20. First and 10. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Wood takes the snap. Handoff on the reverse of the near side, and Centralia sniffs it out. Owens was dropped back at the 30-yard line, the tackle made by Caden Van Skyke. In progress to the 28, still a loss of 8 on the play. Second and 18 coming up, 6.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. One receiver wide left, one to the near side. Wood out of the pistol. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's met in the backfield, got to the 30-yard line. It's a loss of 2 on the sack. Van Skyke was in there again. A couple other black shirts as well. Brings up 3rd and 20 from the 30-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, Fenton and Owens. Now they're both going to go to the far side of the formation. They'll line up Burke on the near side along with Turbin. Tim Brooke in the backfield. Play clock down to 5. Wood takes the snap, follows the block right side, and he's met in the backfield. No gain. Stop at the line of scrimmage for 4th down. 4th and 20 from the 30-yard line. And down 3 touchdowns. Especially with this field position. Probably makes more sense to go for it anyway. 4th and 20. Wood drops back. Lost one over the middle. Looking deep, and it was incomplete. Fenton saying he caught the ball, but the official right on top of it said no. South Shelby will turn it over on downs. Centralia football, 1st and 10 at their 30-yard line, 5 minutes exactly remaining in the third quarter. Panthers leading 34-14. Impressive first drive of the half for South Shelby. Took 7 minutes off the clock, but unable to get anything out of it. John Durant back to work, takes the snap, 1st and 10. Another flag on the play. Durant's going to be met and dropped for a loss of 2. Now the tackle is Luke Woodski. And the flag is against Centralia. I think he signaled illegal shift. They're talking about it right now. That is the call, and it's declined. We'll bring up 2nd and 12. Second and 12 from the 28-yard line. 4:54 remaining here in the third quarter. Holloman in the backfield with Durant. Durant takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself off tackle right side. He's to the 40. Cuts back to the near side of the field. Gets a block. He dives to the midfield stripe where he's brought down. Gain of 22. That's enough for another first down. That was Case Wilt on the tackle. Carries for 171 yards unofficially for Durant. 1st and 10 from the 50. There's the snap. And the handoff to Sidham coming to the near side, dives for a gain of 1, maybe 2 yards. He was brought down by Burke. Gain of 1 brings up 2nd and 9. They've been using Stidham in motion all night. That's 4 carries for 43 yards. He only had 89 yards rushing coming into the game for the season. And off to Holloman, off tackle right side, has a seam. He's to the 40 of South Shelby, brought down at the 38, gain of 11. Burke in on the tackle, I believe, with several other Cardinals. David Fenton also in there. 1st and 10 from the 39-yard line. 3:45 remaining third quarter, 34-14 Panthers. And off to Stidham again, and around to the near side of the field. Has a block, east of the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Wrapped up and brought down, caught from behind by a couple of Cardinals, and they're both a little slow to get up and now getting to their feet. It was Marcus Wiseman and Luke Woodski in on the tackle. Ball marked at the 10-yard line. On a carry by Stidham. First and goal coming up. This time, inside handoff. Holland stays on his feet. He'll be down about the 4-yard line. And a five. On the 5-yard line, second goal coming up. Two receivers wide right, one to the near side. Durant hands off to Hallman. Trying to sweep to the right side. He's met in the back. They'll drop for a loss. Bring up third and goal. Luki in for the tackle again. Third and nine coming up. Third and goal from the nine. Durant out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Ball's loose on the ground. Hallman dove on it, but I think South Shelby got there first. They did. The second fumble by Centralia. And the Cardinals will take over. Second turnover committed by the Panthers.
Cardinals take over first and 10 from the 10-yard line.
First and 10 from their 10. Two 16 remaining. Here in the third quarter, Brock Wood on the inside handoff. There's absolutely nothing there. Foster and Stidham for the tackle as Tim Brook gets no gain.
1 yard loss on play brings up second and 11.
Second and called 11 now. Under 2 minutes to play. Here in the third quarter. Wood rolls out to his right, slips one tackle, dives forward across the 10 to about the 12 for a gain of three. Third and eight coming up from the 12-yard line, 1:15 remaining. Cardinals trying to move the ball. They did a nice job on the first drive of the half after struggling the entire first half. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Wood out of the pistol. Empty backfield. Takes the snap. Off tackle left side. As his jersey grabs, he's going to be dropped for a loss. Litter will bring him down. Loss of two. Fourth and 10 coming up. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Wood will punt it away. He's standing back at his goal line right now. Low snap. Gets the kick away. Decent kick. Will bounce at the South Shelby 35. Take a little bit of a Cardinals roll. Be down to 37. That's where Centralia will set up first and 10 with 10.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby struggling to get anything going tonight. 2 big plays leading to their 2 touchdowns. Centralia first and 10 of the 37. Just over 10 seconds remaining third quarter. Three receivers split wide left. Grant takes the snap. Keeps it himself. Cuts against the grain. He'll be wrapped up and driven down to the 30-yard line. Tackle was made by David Fenton. Gain of seven. That's going to do it for the third quarter. South Shelby is trailing Centralia by a score of 34-14. Back with the fourth quarter in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Ludington Trucking of Brookfield is locally owned and operated by the Ludington family for 30-plus years. Providing long-distance hauling, they make sure your freight is delivered safe, secure, and on time. Give Ludington Trucking of Brookfield a call today at 660-258-2000. Ludington Trucking, proud supporters of the Centralia Panthers. And we'd like to send a special shout-out to Trevor Bodine, number 44. Good luck, Panthers!
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
And welcome back. J.B. Connolly with you as we start the fourth quarter. Centralia leading South Shelby by a score of 34-14. Panthers with the football, second and seven at the Cardinals 30. Now going left to right across your radio dial, across your computer at CentralMoInfo.com. And a flag is thrown once again as the ball is snapped. Centralia's one issue tonight has been penalties, but this one is on South Shelby, their first of the night. They jumped off sides. They'll move the ball to the 25-yard line. It'll be a first down. Ball to 25, first and 10. Durant out of the pistol. Takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. Follows the blocker left side. Stays on his feet inside the 20. Gets to about the 17-yard line. Fenton with the tackle. Second and about three from the 18-yard line. 11:35 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Centralia trying to put this one away. Second and three from the 18. Durant will hand off in the backfield on the carry. This is Hunter across the 15 for a first down. Fenton in on the tackle. Excuse me, that was Crafton Littrell on the carry for a gain of four. His third carry of the night. First and 10 from the 14, 11 minutes remaining in the fourth. Durant takes the snap, carries to his right, cuts back to his left. He was tripped up at the line of scrimmage, maybe by one of his own blockers. He tried to cut back to his left. Gain of one will bring up second and nine from the 13. Durant now 28 carries for 185 yards unofficially. Also has a touchdown run. He's thrown for a touchdown. He's thrown for two touchdowns. Second and nine. He has himself again. Met about the 10-yard line for a gain of three. and about 5 yards to go coming up from the eight. .950 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Wheaton takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw on third down. Rush is coming. He's going to carry a couple would-be tacklers back up to the 11-yard line through a sack. Awesome, two. Tackled by Anthony Shehorn and Marcus Wiseman. Brings up fourth down. Panthers likely going for it here, fourth and seven. Ball at the 11-yard line, coming up on 9 minutes remaining. Two receivers split to either side. Durant out of the pistol, takes the snap, looking to throw. Pumps once, throws on the second pump, and it is a catch. Diving out of bounds near the 6-yard line. Looks like it's shy of a first down. It is. Needed seven, got five. Nice catch, but it was not enough to get the first down. And South Shelby will take over at its own 5-yard line. 8:54 remaining. Centralia leading by a score of 34-14. Wood standing at his own goal line, takes the snap. And the handoff goes up the middle across the 10 to about the 13-yard line. Burke on the carry for a gain of eight. Michael Donaldson among the Panthers in on the tackle, brings up second and three. 8.5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. One receiver split wide either side of the formation. Wood out of the pistol again, takes the snap. Off tackle right side, wrapped up. Dives to about the 14-yard line. He'll be about a yard short of the first down, I believe.
Ball carried by number 22, Brock Wood.
Wood with 20 carries for 25 yards tonight.
Bring up third and one.
Third and one from the 14. Wood takes the snap. Draw play. Now bounces out to his right. He's got a first down before being driven back.
Wood with a carry.
Gain of two on that carry. Met by about four tacklers. Townsend in there. They'll also give it to Quentin Foster. First and 10 from the 16-yard line, 7:48 remaining. Centralia just doing their best not to give up large chunks of yardage here. Throw over the middle. And sliding to the ground, making the catch near the first down marker. That's Dylan Durbin. And he's got enough for a first down on the 10-yard completion from Wood. Second pass completed by Wood tonight. Durbin with the catch. That's his second catch of the year. First and 10 from the 26. Ball looked like it was on the ground, but apparently was not. It was a carry to the right side, but players from both teams diving on an imaginary football near the line of scrimmage. Well, the play continued to the right, and it's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. On the carry by Tim Brook. Second and six from the 31. Wood drops back, throws over the middle, catches made, ball knocked loose at the 40-yard line, and called incomplete. It was actually Burke throwing the football to Wood coming out of the backfield, and Wood couldn't hang on to it. Incomplete will bring up third and six. As Wood took a hit as the ball got there, it was ruled incomplete. Third and six from the 31. Wood drops back. Pressure coming. Three-man blitz. Catch made by Tim Brook at the 30-yard line. He's wrapped up immediately. Picks up only about 2 yards. They'll bring up fourth down. Tim Brook's first catch of the night. And his ninth catch of the year, which leads the team. Fourth and five from the 32, 6:20 remaining. Centralia leading 34-14. Way away from the snap. Wood, keeper to the near side. He's not going to get there, I don't think. Breaks a tackle, but he's met by seven or eight black shirts. And South Shelby will give the ball over on Towns. No gain on the carry by Wood. First and 10 from the South Shelby 33-yard line coming up. 5:59 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Centralia next week. We'll host West Hancock out of Illinois, a team that's played about half the conference and finish at Macon in the final week of the regular season. First and 10, pitch comes near side. Holloman takes a hit, flag thrown on the play, stays on his feet to about the 25-yard line. It'd be a gain of eight, but there's a flag back around the 30. And this one looks like it'll be coming back. He made it to the 23, which would have been enough for a first down, but holding is the call. From the 30-yard line, they'll mark it back. Spot the ball at the 40. Eight penalties for 45 yards against Centralia. One for five against South Shelby. Thirty-four-14, 5:50 remaining here in the fourth. First and long from the 39. And this will be blown dead. Looks like procedure against Centralia. That is the call. Ninth penalty against the Panthers tonight. Ball be at the 44-yard line. They need to get to the 23, so first and 21 coming up. .539 left in the fourth quarter. South Shelby will be home next week. We'll have that game on Crest. So we'll take on Brookfield. We'll have our food drive at that game as well. Pitch goes left side on the carry. Stidham looking to turn the corner. Gets a block, but wasn't enough. That was getting there for the tackle was Levi Blevins. It's going to be a gain of three. Second and 18 coming up. Did him with five carries on the night now for 46 yards unofficially. 5 minutes remaining in the contest. Centralia 34-14. Don't forget, after the game, we'll invite you to tune over to Superstation Crest for End Zone. Scott Lunning will have that for you tonight. All the highlights, talk to area coaches. All that's coming up on End Zone on Crest after tonight's games. 4:42 remaining. On second and long, Durant throws to the near side. Coming back to make the catch is Liam Hill. Stays on his feet, now looks to turn upfield. Breaks one tackle and then dives. Loses the football at the end of the 28-yard line. And I think Centralia recovered it. Falling out was Sam Lynn. It is a gain of 14 yards for Liam Hill, the sophomore. Third and four coming up from the 28-yard line. Durant takes the snap, drops back, steps into it, looking for the end zone for Hill again, and overthrows him by just inches. And he'll bring up fourth down.
It was a well-thrown ball. Hill was the only one who was going to catch it. But it was about 6 inches too long. And I'll bring a fourth down. Ball at the 28-yard line with 3:51 remaining. And the Panthers will go for it on fourth down. Off the South Shelby 28-yard line. Grant takes the snap. He'll keep himself off tackle left side, and he's got a first down to about the 22-yard line, gain of six. And he's knocking on the door of 200 yards on the night on 26 carries, 192 so far, unofficially. That is the 23rd first down for the Panthers, only six for the Cardinals tonight. First and 10 from the 22. Durant takes the snap. Gives it to Holloman, follows the block, stays on his feet, dives inside the 10-yard line for another first down. They'll mark him right at the 10. Gain of 12 on that carry. And he's got winning carries for 89 yards tonight. First and goal from the 10, 3:15 remaining. Panthers trying to put an exclamation point on homecoming. Durant takes the snap, follows a block set by Holloman, stays on his feet, gets to about the 6 for a gain of 4. 27 carries, 196 yards. Second and goal from the 6 coming up. Under 3 minutes to play. Don't forget, stick around for the postgame show here. We'll talk to both coaches. And we will have end zone coming up on Crest afterward. Second goal from the 6. Grant will keep it himself. Leans for the end zone, and he is in for a touchdown. His second touchdown run of the night. He's over 200 yards rushing now. The Panthers lead 40-14. John Durant, a 6-yard touchdown run. With 2:18 remaining in the fourth quarter, the first scoring of the second half for either team. And the Panthers will go for the extra point. 2:18 remaining. Centralia 40-14. Luke Hunter try the extra point. Durant will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance. And it is good. 2:18 remaining in the contest. Centralia leads 41-14 back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 CentralMoInfo.com.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A short kick to the near sideline will go well out of bounds. I'm not sure Centralia made any attempt to even keep that one in bounds. They did not want to set up a return. As the
Panther cheerleaders continue to throw footballs up into the crowd. And South Shelby will set up first and 10 at the 50-yard line. 2:18 remaining. It's 41-14. Cardinals will break their huddle. One receiver split wide either side. Wood takes the snap, and the handoff goes to White Owens. Tackled by Dallison after a three-yard gain. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the contest. 41-14. It's been pretty much all Centralia. South Shelby did have a lead for about 4 minutes in the first quarter before the Panthers scored 27 unanswered points. Second and 7 from the Centralia 47. Minute 38 remaining. Wood takes the snap. Handoff goes to Owens again, looking to turn the corner right side. He does. He's down the far sideline. He's got room to go, and he's ridden out of bounds near the 25-yard line, gain of 23. He was pushed out by Anthony Stevens after a gain of 23. One of the better plays of the night for the Cardinals. Now they're going to say he stepped out back at the 38, so doesn't get all that yards. Only picks up 10. Pushed out much earlier. First and 10 from the 38. This time will be a keeper. Wood hit by about three Panthers as he got to the line of scrimmage. Bring up second and 10 with a minute 15 remaining. We'll have both coaches join us on the postgame show. Coming up after this one, as many members of the crowd are already starting to go find their cars. Under a minute to play. Second and 9 from the 42. And the handoff goes to Owens' right side, looking for the boundary. He's wrapped up and dropped after a short gain. Gain of about 1. Brings up 3rd and 8. Ball at the 36-yard line. Down to 20 seconds left. Wood takes the snap, looking to throw. He's going to loft one over the end zone, over the middle. It's going to be picked off back at the 15-yard line on the return. This is Anthony Stevens to the far sideline, wrapped up. And a flag comes in at the end of the play, a cheap shot away from the play. As Jesse Thomas was thrown to the ground. There wasn't even really a block. It was more like just a shove to the ground away from the play and the official right on top of it. Personal foul against the Panthers. Their 11th penalty for 70 yards tonight. This was after the interception. First turnover by South Shelby tonight. Centralia will only have to snap it one more time. As I move the football all the way back to the 13-yard line. Panthers will line up to take a knee. And that's going to do it for tonight's contest. We wait for the final snap. There it is, your final score tonight. Centralia wins their homecoming game 41-14. We'll take a break. Be back with the postgame show. You're listening to high school football on Glory 97, KTCM Madison, and SimpleMoInfo.com.
Your calves have that look. You know, the one that makes your neighbors talk about at the coffee shop? This is Dwayne at Shelton Seed and Centralia. Prenagrate Start feeding program helps give your calves the vigor and strength to transition from mom to the bump, making calves have that healthy look. No one weaning program is right for everyone. That's why Prenagrate Starts has four unique weaning programs that offer convenience, performance, and help improve the bottom line. Learn how Prenagrate Starts leads to more eating and less treating at Shelton Seed, the partners producers trust in Centralia.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org. Luddington Trucking of Brookfield is locally owned and operated by the Luddington family for 30-plus years. Providing long-distance hauling, they make sure your freight is delivered safe, secure, and on time. Give Luddington Trucking of Brookfield a call today at 660-258-2000. Luddington Trucking, proud supporters of the Centralia Panthers. And we'd like to send a special shout-out to Trevor Bodine, number 44. Good luck, Panthers!
Whether it's screen print, heat press, transfer, window cling, or wall vinyl art, Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence can fill your order. From special design shirts to personal bling, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. Joyce's has a large inventory of shirts, jackets, and hats, as well as promotional items in stock to choose from. And Joyce's is your UPS drop-off spot. See more at joycesembroidery.com.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs with homestyle cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their Facebook page, CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97. Centralia wins by a score of 41-14. Impressive win for the Panthers as they improve to 4-3 on the year. South Shelby falls to 1-6. And taking a look at your stats for this one. Let's announce our player of the game first, then we'll get to the stats. Our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give it to Centralia quarterback John Durant, the junior. Completed 8 of 14 passes for 146 yards and 2 touchdowns. Carried the ball 28 times for 202 yards and 2 touchdowns. As he guided the offense to more than 500 yards on the night, 528 unofficially. Centralia wins homecoming by a score of 41-14. So congratulations to John Durant. Our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. He wasn't the only one carrying the ball for Centralia tonight. Jared Holloman had 11 carries for 89 yards. Also, it was Gus Stidham with 5 carries for 46. Nick Wheaton had 4 carries for 46 and a score. Crafton Littrell had 3 carries for 7 and a score. Luke Hunter had a carry for 7 yards. Nick Wheaton had 2 catches for a total of 90 and 1 touchdown. Holman had 1 catch for 10 yards and a score. Guy Moran, 2 catches for 14. Gus Stidham, 2 for 18. And Liam Hill had one catch for 14, nearly had another long catch that would have gone for a score, just missed him. South Shelby just struggled moving the ball tonight. Less than 100 yards total offense. 37 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown. Rockwood had 23 of those carries for 28 yards. And passing, he was 3 of 7 for 13 yards and a pick. Centralia wins by a score of 41-14. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and I believe we'll have one of the coaches coming up momentarily. Centralia wins 41-14, back in 2 minutes here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an Option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. ViewShelbinaVilla.com.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, as Centralia wins by a score of 41-14 over South Shelby. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Reese and Nichols Realtor, Economy Metals, Fenton Funeral Chapel, CoStar Catering, Stidham Electric, Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton C., The Stewart House, LLC, Tangle Salon, Angel & Company Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, all of Centralia Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Laughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ludington Trucking of Brookfield, Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Joining us now, the head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Jim Newstead. His squad winning tonight by a score of 41-14. An impressive homecoming win for your squad tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it was a real good win. We made an emphasis to change things up a little bit. I thought we were getting a little predictable in our offense with John Durant carrying the ball, so we found some different ways to get John the ball tonight. And we utilized our speed a little more with some of the rocket stuff and some of the receiver things. So we have a lot of speed on our team. I don't think we've been utilizing enough on our offense. We kind of tweaked things a little bit on our offense to get the ball to more of our speeder guys.
I had him on that second touchdown, just going over 200 yards on the ground tonight, plus that impressive 87-yard touchdown strike. That was quite a pass he threw.
Yeah, that's a great pass, and that was a great catch. And Nick Wheaton's a special player for us, and he's done it all year long for us. He's probably our leading rusher and our leading receiver. So they had Brock Wood, who's a special player, and we got Nick Wheaton, a special player, and it kind of went back and forth between the two of them for a while.
41-14, but actually you were even more dominant than the score shows. You gave up two bad plays, and that was about it for you tonight.
Yeah, I gave up the kickoff return, and I told the kicker we don't kick the 22 no matter what, and he kind of snuck up on him right there. And I gave him a little crap about that, but all in all, he kicked pretty well, and we decided to kick out of bounds and not give him the ball. And then offensively, they had a nice one little nice drive and got down and scored on us. So defense, I was really impressed. I think we held Brock to a pretty good night.
Certainly a nice win for you, and certainly a nice win for the team. Always feels nice to win on homecoming. You've got that extra atmosphere here, and the crowd was certainly into it.
Yeah, they were into it. It was a big crowd tonight. We had a big pep assembly and a big parade. I mean, homecoming is kind of a good tradition around here. It can be a distraction sometimes, but I think last week after the Mexico game, I think we needed a little distraction coming in this week, and it helped to have some fun and get ready to play some football and still have fun with it. So kids responded well, and I thought we did a good job tonight.
I know you and your guys are going to enjoy this win, but if I have a hunch, you're going to work on cutting down on penalties and cutting down on turnovers this week in practice.
Yeah, it's kind of been our Achilles heel here lately. Part of our problems with the penalties tonight is we put in some more deep motion stuff, and I figured we'd have one or two penalties with that, with the deep motion and so forth, and end up being our receivers, and they just weren't watching the ball. We had a couple times they would get a little antsy to catch the ball, and they got off the ball too quick and so forth, and I was a little displeased a little bit in the second half and a couple drives that we didn't finish on. I thought we weren't playing at the same intensity we had the first half, and there's some drives we need to finish on. We've had that a couple times this year, so we need to fix it up a little bit, but I'm really proud of the way our kids played tonight.
Next week you've got an unusual opponent, but one you've probably seen a lot on tape this year, West Hancock. They're playing half your conference.
Yeah, we've got them on tape. I haven't watched them yet because, you know, we had to watch South Shelby and so forth. So we'll get back out tomorrow. We'll watch a little bit of West Hancock. I think I got them against Clark County. I got them against Monroe and a few other guys. So I know they got a really big fullback that likes to run between the tackles, and we haven't been very strong between the tackles sometimes. So we'll have our hands full, but we're excited to have them back here next Friday for senior night.
All right, good luck to your team next week, and good luck down the road.
Hi, thank you.
Jim Newstead, head coach of the Centralia Panthers, his squad winning tonight 41-14. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about shelter's roadside assistance.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold rolled, high carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located on Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97. J.B. Conley with you as Centralia wins their homecoming game by a score of 41-14.
And that's going to wrap things up for us here tonight. We'd like to thank folks here at Centralia being such gracious hosts as always, sending us up with fine facilities. Thanks to our listeners, of course, and of course, always our fine sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's action. Once again, we want to remind you, Alpha Media cares. That's why stations Quix, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM have teamed up with CNR Markets to fight hunger in our region by assisting the Northeast and Central Missouri Food Bank collect non-perishable food and or cash donations. Here's how you can help. Next Friday at the Brookfield at South Shelby game, team members of Alpha Media, Quix, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM will be at the stadium collecting non-perishable food items as well as cash donations. Every dollar donated we collect will give the food bank the ability to purchase $21 worth of food. Every canned good we collect will be matched. Alpha Media cares, and so does CNR Markets. Help us stomp out hunger in Shelby and Linn counties by giving a can of food or a cash donation at the Brookfield at South Shelby game next Friday, October the 12th. Together we can stomp out hunger. We hope you come to that next week. If not, tune in. We'll have a game on Crest, as I'll have the call of that one for you next week. Thanks to our sponsors once again. Thanks to our producer, Stuart Cox, back doing a great job back in the studio, and thanks to you for listening. Final score tonight, Centralia wins 41-14. We invite you to tune in to 104.7 Superstation Crest for End Zone with Scott Lunny. From Centralia, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation of high school football on Glory 97.3. Remember, your high school football fix doesn't have to end now. Just tune in to Crest 104.7 FM for the award-winning End Zone program. We'll have interviews with area head coaches and all of the scores from around North Missouri. Thanks again for listening. We hope to see you next time for more high school football on Glory 97.3.